Bannerbox Radio. The relief goes on. Hey folks, what's going on? Welcome back to Banterbox Radio, episode 29, this fine September the 15th of the 2015th. I'm Thomas Towson. Joining me is Dan Knight. Hello, Dan Knight.
Hey, I'm joining you.
Oh, great.
We are joined. We are as one.
We are as one. Praise Donald. Praise be unto him.
It is what he wants.
So we're back again this week with weird news stories, because that's what we do. Today is episode 29, which is kind of an internal milestone of sorts for us.
Yeah.
This is one episode exceeding the original Bannerbox Radio before we changed the format and redid everything for it, so...
So now it's like new and uncharted territory.
Yeah, I mean, I've been labeling these on my computer as new Bannerbox Radio. I think it's time for that to be done.
It is no longer new?
It's just Banterbox Radio now.
Oh, good. We haven't moved in the realm of old.
But, Dan, today are numerous important days. Very, very important days.
Oh, I am so good to hear it.
First off, you'll notice that I am not nearly as nasally, because I am sitting at a cool 95%. Most of my cold has disappeared. Still a little congested, but much better than I was last time.
How about that?
So that's good.
I'm overjoyed for you being congested for a week.
Yep, you know, I had to live through the hardships that you certainly, Dan, would not know about.
I have no idea what that's like.
So, aside from that, today is a bunch of important days. I decided to just put the whole list in because there's just so many national days today.
So this is like a salad bar. You pick what day you want to celebrate.
Or do what most people do at salad bars and just get one of everything.
Oh, yeah. Celebrate them all at once.
All of them, together. As
oh my,
one.
Oh my goodness.
Like, you know, the melting pot of holidays. Anyway, so today is National Cheese Toast Day, National Linguini Day, National Felt Hat Day, and National Double Cheeseburger Day.
Wow.
Yeah, so celebrate today by having a cheese toast linguini felt hat while you eat a double cheeseburger.
The felt hat is part of the...
Yes.
Part of the meal.
Uh-huh.
You're not wearing it.
No. You are.
Oh.
But it's all-inclusive.
Or maybe you're eating all those items out of a felt hat.
Yes. There you go. It's like a bowl. It's a holiday bowl.
Okay. A cheeseburger on your head.
You may choose to celebrate these days however you wish.
But you must celebrate two of them at least.
And most of them are food. If you put on a felt hat and eat one of these foods, you're at least 50% there. So, there you go.
You've completed it.
What can you say? So we're going to go ahead and jump right into the stories that we do.
The do-do stories that I do.
Daniel.
Mm.
What you got?
Well, I've got an announcement.
No.
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You're doing it. You're going all the way.
For the world to know. It's finally here.
Okay.
That thing we were all waiting for is upon us.
What's that?
Convenience reaches a new level of excellence.
You're really building me up. I feel like I'm just going to be let down.
You are. In Los Angeles, 7-Eleven is offering convenience packs that can be delivered to your home.
Oh my God. Are you telling me that 7-Eleven is delivering?
Is delivering convenience to you.
Wow, that's a new level of convenience that I, frankly, am not ready for.
I know. I'm afraid of it. The date night pack, which costs $20 plus a $2 delivery.
Date night pack. All right. It definitely has condoms.
It does. It includes a container of Ben & Jerry's chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream.
That's really good.
A Hershey's chocolate bar. A can of Red Bull.
can of Red Bull.
What?
Well, I believe they want you to stay up all night.
Oh, I see. To make sweet love.
Because next comes, and here's the coup de grace, an 18...
The baby in the baby carriage.
Oh, there it is. No, not that. An 18-pack of Trident gum. So obviously...
You use the wrappers.
You are... Well, no, you drink the Red Bull and you stay up all night chewing the gum because it's so much gum.
And then you do that weird, super painful thing where you peel the foil off of the... You ever do that with the...
I never did that.
All right, so yeah, it's really painful if you stick it to yourself and let it sit. And the glue will set and it'll be really awful. But you do that and you make a dong helmet out of it.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And Magneto would be able to control it.
With his powers. Well, that is something to think about that I didn't initially want to. And the very last part of that pack is the least important. It's 3 Trojan Ultra Thin condoms.
Oh, all right. There it is.
That's the cherry on top.
That actually sounds... Wait, for how, $20?
$20 plus a $2 delivery fee.
That's not bad, actually. Yeah. That's pretty reasonable.
I can see the merit in all of the ingredients aside from the chocolate bar.
I mean, you already got chocolate ice cream just going all the way, I guess. You just want more chocolate. Or maybe so you can be sensual. We're not doing that again.
Okay. Another pack is known as the Hangover Pack. It contains extra strength acetaminophen, a fruit punch Gatorade, a large pepperoni pizza, and a sandwich containing smoked turkey and pepper jack.
Okay.
Maybe there's another pack out there that's the Booze Hound pack, and then the Hangover pack comes after.
The Booze Hound pack is just a 6-pack of beer that they bring to your door. Nothing else. It's real simple.
Yeah.
You just ask what beer you want. They bring it to you. Bim, bam, boom. That is a service that needs to exist.
Door-to-door beer delivery.
Oh, my Lord. Can you imagine?
I can't. 7-Eleven announced earlier this month that they would be introducing a delivery service in some markets in partnership with DoorDash. The delivery options...
DoorDash.
Sounds like a game show.
Welcome to DoorDash!
I don't have anything else beyond that.
Yeah.
Welcome to DoorDash! It's a game show where you dash. Run into doors.
All right. $1 million idea.
The delivery options are currently available in L.A., Chicago, and the New York boroughs of Manhattan and Brooklyn.
Manhattan.
As the locals call it. Manhattan. Date night pack seems incredibly invasive, like having a stranger deliver a pack of items that would essentially lead to iced creams and sexy times.
Oh, yeah.
The guy delivering it would probably know what you were up to. And so I think at that point, just to... ease out of the awkwardness, you should just invite him along for the ride.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Instead of the $2 tip, just you get a two... Okay, never mind.
That's right.
Great. Great. Keeping it classy. All right. Let's see. Next up. I need to move this. Goodness gracious. What am I doing? It's like I'm an amateur.
I
am an amateur. Let's see. So, P-Plane. Dan,
tell me more.
you ever been on an airplane?
I have a few times.
Few times, and have they all been positive experiences?
More or less, yeah.
This one wouldn't be if you were nearby. An Oregon man is facing charges after authorities say he urinated on passengers on a flight from Anchorage to Portland, Oregon. He made the pee-pee on them. Yeah, it gets better.
Oh, great.
27-year-old Jeff Rubin was arrested early Friday after JetBlue Flight 47 arrived in Portland at the Portland International Airport. A police report says passengers and airline employees told officers Rubin had been sleeping for most of the flight. So he's just sleepy, need to make the piddles, I understand. About 30 minutes before landing, he stood up and began urinating through the crack between the seats in front of him. Just sandwiched it right in there and just let it go.
He had the sleepy peepees.
Onto the passenger sitting there.
Peep
right onto him. The report says he then lost his balance and fell backwards, spraying urine on passenger's seat and luggage straight into the air.
I'm assuming it he got it on himself.
Oh, well. He would have almost had to have, right?
Great.
So Ruben ended up, because of this, he ended up spending about 5 hours in jail. Not much, you know, it's minor. And he faces charges of offensive littering and...
Criminal mischief.
All right.
Good gravy.
It sounds like a comedy movie gag, right?
Yeah.
The sleepwalking guy gets up, you know, sticks his dangle in between the seats and falls backwards, spraying everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, absolutely. That's at the very least, an SNL sketch.
Could it be possible that he was sleepwalking?
Who knows?
Because I'll be perfectly honest with you. In my childhood days,
yeah,
I did a few sleepwalking incidents, one of which, when I was young, I was sleepwalking and I went into my toy box and I urinated into that.
That's the place to put it, so.
And that was 3 days ago.
So, back when I was a child.
Just a wee tot. Yeah. So it's happened. I would use that as a defense if I was that guy.
Well, I mean, he only spent 5 hours in jail. It's done and over. So.
That's true.
I mean, you know. I think they probably assumed it was something like that. You know, you got the sleepy time nonsense going on. You're all... I know when I wake up, I do not have the most solid thought processes.
That's true.
You know, so there's that.
So there it is.
But watch out. There's a moral in there, but it's about not getting peed on. So just don't.
Take the bus.
There you go. Take the bus. It costs as much and takes 10 times as long, but sure.
And there's no guarantee you won't get urinated on either.
You're more likely to.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, next.
A new campaign has been formed to ban sex robots in the UK by a
robotics... It's an epidemic already.
It is. By a robotics expert, Dr. Kathleen Richardson. She calls this a disturbing trend that needs to be stopped. She says sex robots seem to be a growing focus in the robotics industry, and the models that they draw on, how they look, what roles they would play, are very disturbing indeed.
So we're talking about specifically robots intended for romance.
Yes.
Okay.
Intertwinings.
This is kind of an off topic here. Mm-hmm. Did you see that they made... we got some advanced carpentry going on in the background, apparently. But did you see that a particular pornographic website has licensed and created a twerking butt?
You're going to need to add more details to this.
It's basically an animatronic robotic butt made out of that weird fleshy material that's supposed to simulate human flesh.
Skin, yeah.
And they had female actors.
twerking experts.
Uh-huh. Mocap it. Okay. So it's realistic, basically-ish. And it's got all the, how do you say, accoutrements.
That a fanny would have.
Uh-huh. You know, all of your bedtime needs. and it also twerks.
Yay.
So that exists.
Good. So we are making advances in science and technology.
Only the important ones. You know, curing diseases. That all takes a backseat to...
Twerk buddy.
Twerking butt.
Twerkbot 2.0. We think that the creation of such robots will contribute to detrimental relationships between men and women, adults and children, men and men, and women and women. Pretty much just anybody with anyone.
Yeah, and women and children and...
Animals.
Children and bears and dogs and...
And cardinals and raccoons.
those who like working with their hands and those who like desk jobs and the list goes on and on.
And geologists.
Probably could have saved some time by them just saying... Just not saying the list. Just being like, oh, there's some adverse, you know, we don't like this. In fact, this whole thing could just be summarized by they're making sex bots, and I don't like this.
And I don't approve. Dr. Helen Driscoll agrees with her. She says that advances in technology mean that human and robot interactions will change drastically in the coming years. She claims robophilia will become the norm in 50 years.
Yeah, the norm.
The norm, McDonald.
Mm-hmm. So in 50 years...
Yeah.
In 50 years, we are going to subvert or sort of what's the word? Circumvent thousands of years of millions, really, of years of
romancing
of pre-programmed notions of what we do and do not like, and that's going to be completely taken over in 50 years when we get sex bots.
Yeah,
people are going to just not like humans anymore. It's only going to be robots everywhere. It's going to become the norm.
Not
she said
leave the
it.
House.
The norm.
The norm.
Are people going to buy sex robots, Dan? Absolutely.
Well, I mean, I think it all depends. They're going to be very expensive when they first come out, like video game consoles. You're going to have to wait a few years for them to mark down, and then maybe on Black Friday.
Maybe I'll just wait till Sexbot 2 comes out. It had higher def resolution anyway.
That's right. As virtual reality becomes more realistic and immersive, it is able to mimic and even improve on the experience of sex with a human partner. It is conceivable that some will choose this in preference to sex with a less than perfect human being. So it's like, this thing knows what it's doing and you don't. You're out. But this concept seemed very scary to me because, especially with the merging of AI with these robots.
Murderous.
They're gonna revolt, like we know that, yeah. Right? That guy made the thing. So did you ever see that movie, Teeth?
Yes.
Think about that just on a massive scale of robots.
Yeah. That's basically the same. Basically the same thing. You never know.
You never know.
Okay, let's move on from sex bots.
Okay.
To just regular sex.
Oh, okay.
We're keeping it classy. Only the highest brow of articles this week.
That's true, yeah.
A Norfolk, Virginia couple said it has...
Virginia?
Huh?
Sorry.
Norfolk...
No. I thought you said Virginia.
I did.
Okay, good.
Norfolk, Virginia. A couple said it had sex in the middle of a parking lot Wednesday as a result of excessive alcohol consumption. Hmm. Despite being easily spotted from the road in the middle of the day.
Oh, wow.
Kimberly M. Jackson and Earl Palmer carried on before Palmer passed out. Quote, she had needs, I had needs, it just happened, he said.
I mean, that makes sense, I suppose.
Jackson, who was charged with public drunkenness, told a reporter that she had no fear of getting caught, even with a daycare and the busy military crossing shopping center nearby.
Oh, my God.
Quote, the alcohol made me think I wouldn't get caught, is what she's saying.
Oh, of course.
Reports say that observers stopped to take pictures and videos. There is the pictures and videos online. I didn't stop to take a look at them, but they do exist. It is mentioned, I want to mention before we go any further, when he passed out, she didn't stop. So he's out for the count.
He said
one,
they
two,
had
three,
needs.
Hit the floor, you know, on the mat, shoulders touching. So he's counted out, but she is still going for that welterweight championship. So, you know. I have an invaluable quote here that follows this up. This is from one witness, a daycare worker, Tempest Robertson. She told 13 News, quote, it was nasty.
That's it.
That's it. Police say Palmer was unresponsive when they arrived because he was still unconscious. And he was taken to the hospital, a nearby hospital, by paramedics. Jackson was the only one arrested. Now, this is the thing that gets me.
Jackson, as the man?
Jackson, no, the lady.
Oh, the lady was arrested.
The lady was arrested because she was arrested on charges of basically public indecency and stuff.
Yeah.
So there's that.
But he wasn't.
He wasn't. And I don't want to get political because that's not what we do here. But I feel like this article would make national news had the genders been swapped. Can you imagine if a lady had passed out and a guy, you know, they had been, you know, commingling knowingly and willingly, but then she passed out?
That's a big gray area.
Yeah,
that's a gray area that most men wouldn't cross.
Yeah, this is anyway.
Anyway, that is a good observation.
It's just an observation. That has nothing to do with my feelings on anything. It's just a simple observation. Please hold your letters.
Yeah, because we get so many already. anyway, but that was... Yeah, I had a question, though. I don't know if you actually said it. You may have, and I just glazed over it. But Were they in a car? Were they just
in... No, in the parking lot, just on the ground.
Just on the ground?
Yeah, on the ground of the parking lot, going hand in hand, toe in toe.
How could you possibly think you weren't going to get caught in the middle of the day?
Not toe in toe.
But putting one toe inside the other toe.
Yeah. Because they were drunk, so they weren't really thinking.
And you assume you're like a superhero when you're drunk.
Yeah, exactly.
You can do anything.
Yep. Don't care if there's a daycare nearby. You know, it's middle of the day. I've got, quote, he had needs and she had needs, all right? It just happened, Dan. It just happened.
I would assume his needs kind of subsided when he passed out.
He just, tide comes in, tide goes out. You can't explain that.
You can't do it. And the wheel of time keeps on turning.
All right.
A Chinese visitor to Bangkok is feeling the squeeze after a doctor yanked out a foreign object from her large intestine.
I'm sorry, read that one more time, but with a 1950s newsie.
A Chinese visitor in Bangkok is feeling the squeeze.
Feeling
the real squeeze after a doctor yanked out a foreign object from her large intestine.
Thank you.
That object was a $278,000 or 10 million baht diamond stolen from a jewelry store she recently visited with her male accomplice.
Oh, where was it?
Bangkok?
No. Where did she have it?
Oh, it was in her large intestine.
Oh, so the normal place you put it.
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't smuggling. Maybe it's a circumstance of misplaced receipt, and maybe she was trying to bedazzle her anus.
Maybe. She just didn't quite get all the way down there.
Yeah. Oh, no, I was thinking the other way around. She started at the bottom, and it just managed to work its way up somehow.
Upstream. Like a salmon.
Like a salmon.
Like some sort of diamond salmon.
Like a turd river sparkly salmon.
That's glorious. Beautiful.
All right, let it be known that's the name of today's episode.
Yeah. It should be a toothpaste brand. Anyway, so authorities Sunday got a doctor to recover the lost diamond from her using a colonoscopy and medical pliers, as she was unable to work it out on her own accord, even with the help of laxatives. They were caught at Bangkok's Suvarnabhumi Airport when they were discovered earlier on a surveillance camera making the bait and switch. The old bait and switch.
Uh-huh.
The woman asked to inspect the real stone and replaced it with a fake.
Like Indiana Jones.
Like Indiana Jones. Except not a large boulder is chasing you.
Yeah, there's no sack of sand and the relic in hand went in the butt. Or in the intestines.
Yes.
I gotta stop thinking that it went up the butt.
Yeah, she didn't put it down. Yeah.
It was swallowed. It was definitely swallowed.
It's more fun to think that she put it the other way, but...
Well, it was gonna come out that way.
Yeah. I think she probably would have had an easier time getting it out if she had done it that way.
Uh-huh.
So that's lesson learned, I mean, for the next time. The store owner identified the two suspects, and they originally denied the accusations that they stole the stone, but x-rays showed a diamond-like object in the woman's intestine. Kind of caught you red-handed there. After the stone was removed, the diamond's owner ID'd the stone as well. Hopefully after a brisk washing, I would assume.
Uh-huh.
Just putting it, like, it just plops right out and he just puts it right up to his face. It's like, yeah, that's it.
That's a good year.
Give it a sniff and bite into
gross.
It a little bit.
No.
If convicted, the two could face up to 3 years in prison, which actually doesn't seem like that much. For stealing something that was over $250,000?
Yeah.
That seems like not very...
Yeah, that's not very much.
Not very much. But this is prison. I'm assuming... I don't know if it's a Thailand prison or a Chinese prison, because they're Chinese residents, but they were in Bangkok. So, I don't know.
Huh. And
so that may... You know, maybe one prison is more not... as friendly as the other, and I don't know. I have no idea. I have zero information to go on.
Well, it's good.
Based on prison systems of other countries.
That's good that we are able to cover the whole spectrum.
At least we're truthful in our
truthful. If nothing else,
ignorance.
Dan, we are truthful.
Truthful in ignorance.
Truly. Okay, that's your last one. Let's finish up this week with possibly one of my favorite stories we've had in quite a while.
Great.
It's no pig mayor, but it is. Let me, everybody, get real cozy, you know, grab yourself a drink. Sit right down and let me tell you the tale. The great rambling and roaming tale of the woman from Spartanburg, South Carolina. All right, so a woman in Spartanburg, South Carolina, is being accused of an illegal crime spree that included fondling strangers in a local store and breaking into a home to play cards with a victim. Okay, that's a very brief overview. Annetta Bruton, 46, was arrested Tuesday for a variety of charges, including kidnapping, burglary, trespassing, shoplifting, and indecent exposure. Really, the whole nine yards. One of everything.
It's been around.
She had a checklist, and she marked them off as she completed them. Police say Bruton walked into a Save-A-Lot and attempted to shoplift several steaks by sticking them up her skirt.
Mm.
The store employee who called police said several customers identified Bruton by name. Bruton then walked into a different store in the same strip mall, where witnesses said she started fondling customers and asking them for money.
In which order?
Yes. Bruton was asked to leave, but refused. Instead, she pulled down her pants and showed off her genitals while cursing.
Okay.
Police say Bruton then ran out of the store, down the street, and broke into the home of an elderly woman, with whom she asked to play cards. She then locked the door and said they weren't going anywhere because the police were outside.
Mm.
When the police did arrive, Bruton refused to leave because she was using the victim's toilet and wouldn't pull up her pants.
Just can't do it. I'm not done.
Officers finally took Bruton into custody and out of the victim's home. On the way to the police station, police say she kicked out the back window of a patrol car.
Wow.
This lady is an American hero.
Is that right?
If we were back in, you know, ye olde Viking times,
yeah,
she would have a saga dedicated to this day.
Yeah.
She would have an entire epic devoted to her adventure. This is like Baby's Day Out style, if you were a crazy lady from South Carolina and it involved lots of genitals.
Yeah. I think she just...
The best part is they don't say anything. They don't go on to clarify. There's no information about whether she was on drugs, if she was just crazy, or who knows?
What?
Was she mentally handicapped? What is the story here? As far as I know, some lady just did this unprovoked and for no reason.
Just because it hadn't been done before. Maybe that's what we need to take
away
from this.
She can say that I guarantee no one has done those exact things in that order. She's
Certainly
done
not.
It. So she gets the Banterbox Radio seal of approval.
Some sort of, I don't know, it's in the mail.
It's a certificate, it's in the mail, we're sending it to you.
Wherever you are.
Wherever you are, we're sending it to the state of Spartanburg, South Carolina.
You did it.
You did it. Congratulations. Okay, so, without you, I wouldn't have that great article.
She is truly...
an American hero.
Yep.
Alright, folks. Oh, I really wish this cough would go away. Maybe next time. Anyway, thanks for listening, folks, and we do appreciate it. Please send your feedback, comments, all that kind of jazz to our website where we have the contact form. That's BannerBoxRadio.com. And by the way, if you like the show, head on over to our Facebook page and like that, because that's actually where you're going to get the up-to-date when we post. We stick to Tuesday. Typically, we have. Tuesday is the day, but sometimes things get erratic and you never know. It could be like, oh, we released an episode at 10 o'clock at night. But if you are crazy enough, or I'm sorry, dedicated enough to want to listen to that at that late, that's the place to go to check out for me to post and update when we're putting out stuff. So go like the page. It's just a good thing. I'm going to try to be more active and do a little more stuff on there. Anyway, who's a what's is doesn't matter. I love you all. You're wonderful. And that's all for this week.
And remember, You can get a rough estimate of the temperature by counting the number of times a cricket chirps in 15 seconds, then adding 37.
Thanks for joining us.